This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have NContract CEO Michael Berman talking about his new book, The Upside of Risk, Turning Complex Burdens into Strategic Advantages for Financial Institutions. Really good stuff here from Michael, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a budding author in the midst, Mr. Michael Berman from NContract. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us for a little bit about your book. Oh my gosh. I love bringing on folks in the industry who have written books because it's so, not only is it exciting for us, but it's exciting for you too, because you get to, it's kind of your baby. You get to kind of like, hey, this is what I've done. And this is my contribution to the industry. And so the title, go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm really excited. This is the book, The
Upside of Risk.
And I'm very excited to share it with people because so many times for people within the financial services industry, the concept of risk management is a mystifying experience. Mm-hmm. And it's really a lot of the literature that's out there is very academically oriented, which makes it highly inaccessible for most of the people within the financial institution. And so the goal of this book, to answer your question, is to really make it accessible so that everybody can understand risk management, because everybody is a risk manager within the financial institution. Mm-hmm. And understanding how and why we do that can help propel our institution forward.
So what sparked this idea? Because I mean, everybody's like, gosh, I would love to write a book on ABC or whatever, you know, but very few people actually sit down in front of, back in the old days, a typewriter. Today, you know, a laptop or a tablet or something. So what kind of got you going with this idea and to get it out there? Was it the mystification of it all to kind of bring it out to more of a transparent world, or what was your motivation?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to many, many conferences where we talk about risk management. Yep. And just listening to it all and having new people come from my company or from financial institutions and hearing their reactions to what we're talking about from a risk management standpoint, really identified the gap there. Mm-hmm. And from there, had started to have conversations with other people within the industry about the lack of accessibility and how financial institutions really view risk management. And that gap led me to think this would be really well received by the industry and the community and provide real insights into how people can leverage risk management to grow their organizations.
Well, having said that, can you share with us a couple of key points or takeaways from the, I mean, I don't want to steal all the thunder of the book. Obviously, you want people to read it, but
sure.
Are there a couple of highlights that you want to feature to give us a tease or a taste of what you've written?
Well, I think to put a framework around it, what makes financial institutions different from fintechs are the ability to successfully navigate this very complex rules and regulations that are out there. Mm-hmm. And when we think about that, some of those are really easily black and white, and some mm-hmm. are gray. And when we start getting into the gray is when we start getting into real risk management, mm-hmm. where there's no wrong or right answer. We're doing the best we can with the information available.
Yeah.
And so being able to create a structure around that allows us to make that reasonable, calculated decision over and over again. Mm-hmm. So when we get into doing things like online account opening, what are reasonable risks for us to take? And what are unreasonable risks for us to take as we want to grow our digital footprint as a financial institution? Mm-hmm. And for a lot of traditional community financial institutions, that can be a pretty scary world to want to operate in. And so thinking through the framework of where are our limits, just like we'd have limits on a loan, mm-hmm. where are our operational limits, and creating that structure is what this book's about. Okay. So we can take those principles and apply them in a really practical way so we can take advantage of those opportunities in a risk-tolerant way, mm-hmm. so that we can take, make it a thoughtful, deliberative process instead of one that's different based on what time of day it is or who we're talking to, so that we are growing with a strategy.
Right, right. And do you take into account the speed in which business is moving today? Because, I mean, obviously the last year and a half, we've never seen anything like the speed of business. I mean, because obviously the P word pivot, you know, we all pivoted pretty quickly to the digital realm because we had to. I mean, it was right. going there anyway, but the acceleration was, you know, it was a drag race basically, as opposed to a marathon that we were all used to. So do you take into account that as well, the speed of business, the pace, I mean, it's just, even now it's so frenetic that it's just crazy.
It is. And that's why having that framework in place,
exactly,
being thoughtful about right. the methodology right. we're using to make these quick decisions becomes even more important for financial institutions mm-hmm. if they're going to thrive in this environment, because they can't wait for the ad hoc approach to make those consistent decisions moving forward. And the banks and credit unions that are really going to succeed in this market are the ones that have this good strategic framework in place. And a good strategic framework is one that allows for great risk management to mm-hmm. happen and to take advantage of these risks.
Yeah, this is something you have to have because, I mean, again, especially in today's environment. Oh my gosh! So that kind of leads me to some of the things that I saw in here. Banks and credit unions that embrace risk management are more resilient. Can you touch on that one real quick?
Right. Well, the ability to take the risk of we're going to have everybody work remotely, just to pick on something that we all experienced.
Oh, yeah.
Some had tested that before. And because they had good business continuity plans in place mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. thought through what would happen if we couldn't use the headquarters anymore. How do we operate? And let's think that through. Where others were scrambling to buy laptops for people right. because they'd never even thought about it. And now we're in reaction mode. And so mm-hmm. that's the point of good strategic planning, good risk management are what are things that are probable to occur, mm-hmm. And how do we plan for that? And that level of contingency planning. I'll give you another example.
Sure.
So we have the concept of, oh, we might want to do business continuity planning. Oh, we're really progressive. We're going to do incident management. We're going to do security incident management. And now you might do ransomware incident
oh, yeah.
management.
Yeah.
And all of those things are fit under the same framework of how do I manage my risk? How do I prepare so that I'm not having to react without any time to make decisions that really are going to be impactful for my whole organization?
Mm-hmm.
And that ounce of prevention, the planning that goes into that and creating that framework are going to be absolutely critical, as you mentioned, because things are moving so quickly mm-hmm. and we need to be thoughtful and deliberate in our strategic planning, and good strategic planning in our complex regulatory world requires one to have good risk management in place, or we're really going to wind up with lots of missteps.
Got that right. Got that. Which leads me in my next highlight here. Why good risk management is not about risk avoidance, but rather risk awareness. I love that one because we all need to have that awareness out there right now, right?
Right. That's a great point. And that is what this book's about.
Right.
And there's so many examples, hard to choose from them all, but I'll recall when we first got Dodd-Frank and all these new regulations on mortgages, and there was a whole subset of financial institutions that were in the risk avoidance phase. Mm-hmm. They were in the news saying, we're just going to not do mortgages until all these rules are settled. That's a classic case of risk avoidance. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that's no way to thrive because your clients still need mortgages. They still want to buy houses. They still want to sell houses. And if you're just saying we're going to forego that market, you're really putting yourselves in a very high risk position. The same way you put yourself in a high risk position if you say, we're not going to have mobile banking. or we're not going to allow clients to use the internet to move funds around. Mm-hmm. You just can't be competitive with that type of mindset because of all the ways in which our clients want to interact with a financial institution. Mm-hmm. And so we need to kind of keep that in mind, because the next things that people are talking about right now, like cryptocurrency and how do I deal with that if I'm a community financial institution? These are real things we need to tackle and understand our risk profile so that we can address our market and capitalize on these opportunities instead of just hiding from them and trying to avoid them.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like a baseball hitter with a pitching machine, and the pitching machine is out of control with all these things coming at you. But certainly risk management certainly helps in that area to kind of keep things, I don't know, say in order, but maybe in order would be kind of a way. Is that kind of how you would see it as well? Because it seems like today more than ever, again, we go back to the speed of business and the pace, but all these other issues and items coming at you at a million miles an hour, and they're coming from you at all angles. Gosh, I would think some sort of framework would be a great, great help.
It is a great help because they're, of course, information security type risks, but they're also loan risks. There's compliance risk, and all of those are real risks. And if we don't have a framework to help evaluate them, we can get into analysis paralysis, which leads us to avoidance.
Yep.
Because we just throw up our hands and say, we can't do any of it, when we still have to do something to allow us to function and thrive. Just like you couldn't say, well, there's a pandemic, therefore we'll just shut down our financial institution. You can't really do that because business has to continue. People still need access to their funds. Mm-hmm. They need to pay their bills. They need to buy homes, sell homes. The list goes on and on. And so as a result of that mentality, we need to be deliberate in our actions so that we can thrive in this ever-changing environment. Yeah. And those institutions that adopt a framework and a strategy that allows for that appropriate risk management will continue to grow despite whatever the circumstances are that come their way. Yep. Because they're being proactive in their strategic planning.
Yeah, it's so smart, so smart. All right, the book again is called The Upside of Risk, Turning Complex Burdens into Strategic Advantages for Financial Institutions. And this book couldn't be any more timely, Michael. So thank you for that. So, and having said that, is it out yet? And if so, where can folks find it?
It is. It was released in July.
Oh, okay,
cool. We kind of had a soft launch. We've got a press release about the book coming out here in September as people are back from summer travels. But it is available on Amazon.com. Okay. It's also available for Kindle, just download. So by all means, you can share your thoughts on the book on Amazon. And if you have questions, please feel free to reach out. We're happy to help.
Good deal. Can you hold it up again so people can see what it looks like, so they can see a little familiarity? There we go. The Upside of Risk. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, Michael, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. And thank you so much for giving us the highlights of it today. And we will put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and go grab it.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time and opportunity to chat with everyone. Thank you.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well done. And this episode sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.